Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there once again, Jonathan Doyle here at the weekly podcast. Thanks for so much great feedback. I've got some great emails and posts in the last week on this journey that we're taking together of limiting beliefs. One of the great email comments was, you know, one guy said, it's great that I'm doing this with you because I really want to promise you that as you listen to me, I truly am right there in the same space as you, wanting to create change in my own life, wanting to just keep moving forward. Don't assume I'm an expert, friends. I'm just somebody that's got a huge interest in the what's possible. So let's keep moving from what we did in Limiting Beliefs Part 2. You might remember when I last spoke to you, I gave you some homework, and you must always do your homework. And the homework was simply to think of the one or two main limiting beliefs that you have. And remember, how did you find those out? Well, in Limiting Beliefs Part 1, you can go back and listen to that if you haven't heard it. We sort of said, look, you've got to find somebody that knows you really well and get them to tell you what they think is your major limiting belief. Because usually you need somebody close to you, because it can be hard sometimes to be completely honest with ourselves. Now, your homework from last week was to write down, to journal, and I'm big on journaling. I'm going to push you hard. I mean, where I'm standing here in the studio, my journal is only about, you know, a meter and a half away, and every day I'm just pushing myself into that, and we'll talk about that at the end of this podcast. But I wanted you to journal, what is your limiting belief going to cost you? And why did I ask you to do that? Because you need leverage. You need to get leverage on yourself. Until you can sort of feel in the marrow of your bones just how much this limiting belief is hurting you, you're not going to get the motivation to change. And this ties into another huge theme in the weekly podcast that I'm just going to be churning the same theme for years, is about taking responsibility. You have to step up and become a major actor in your own life. Life is happening to most people. So to create change in a limiting belief, you need leverage, right? You need leverage. How do you get it? Well, the journaling's going to help. Here's an example. Let's say you've got a limiting belief that you're terrible with money, right? Just say, I can't save and I always lose money. So you write down, if I have that limiting belief, let's fast forward 5 years, 15 years, 25 years. When I'm 70, what is that limiting belief going to look like in my life? And you need to describe it. Whatever your limiting belief is, journal right now if you haven't done it. What is this going to do? Because you got to feel that. You got to go, that is terrible. You know, fear. People always say, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of things and fear is terrible. Fear is a wonderful action signal. Fear is an action signal that says something needs to change. You can change it. You must change it. And you got to take steps to change it. So friends, this process of leverage, of writing down what your limiting belief is really going to do, is going to start to force you to take responsibility. Because here's another really important point. I don't want you to miss this one. No one is going to save you. No one is going to ride out of the sunset and fix your life. You really got to get that. I think so many of us have software in our brains that we think, you know, it'll work out. You know, it'll be okay. Something will happen. You know, sometimes you read stories in the paper, you know, like an actor, and they just got lucky. Friends, luck happens. Luck is great. If it happens, that's good. You know, I remember one famous athlete said, you know, the harder I practice, the luckier I get. You know, maybe, you know, dropping 3-point shots from nowhere, and, you know, people say, wow, look how lucky this guy is. He's not lucky. He just worked really hard. No one is going to save you. You really got to know that. These limiting beliefs, no one is going to come into your life and fix them for you, because we keep thinking that someday it'll change. And as a great speaker once said, you know, the road to someday leads to a town called nowhere. You know, the road to someday leads to a town called nowhere. Someday things might be a lot worse. How's that for a thought? Someday things could be terrible. You know, right now you might be really excited about how things are, but they could be worse if we don't take action. So this idea of stepping up, taking responsibility in this area of limiting beliefs has very deep roots. There's ancient tradition, you know, the Greeks, Aristotle particularly, was big on this idea of arete, or excellence, or virtue, of taking actions, of stepping up and thinking and reflecting about your own life and, you know, becoming the protagonist in the story. So you're with me? I'm really harping on this today, but you have got to step up. No one is going to save you. I mean, yes, you can draw on spiritual resources and you can partner with spiritual resources, with God, with however you conceive that, friends, but eventually eventually you got to get in the game. And the next thing about changing limiting beliefs, and we're almost done, is that I also want to be honest with you again, as I often am, and say it will be very hard. The danger with listening to the weekly podcast or anything we do here is that you might do something for a couple of weeks and it just doesn't work. And you sort of have a bit of success, then you get busy and, you know, there's a TV program on, or you know, you're checking your Facebook status and life carries on, and all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, some people do that stuff, but I don't do that. I'll be really clear with you. Change is really, really hard. And you have got to grind it out and step up and develop systems and patterns and rituals and habits that are going to shape this every day. You know, more and more, that's what I'm learning. You know, habits, habits, habits. I always talk with you about running and stuff. I mean, I just ran 17Ks a few minutes ago. Why? Because it's a habit. I'd make decisions that I'd step up, take accountability, responsibility for my health, and just grew this habit in. So if you want the change in limiting beliefs, please trust me that it's going to be very difficult. Why is it difficult? Well, you know, in a sort of biophysiological model, you have neural pathways. Your synapses in your brain have learned to fire in very specific sequences the more that we've had specific thoughts. So we groove these thinking patterns in at the neural level. So change is hard. And the key way to create change, I mean, I've said this before, is rituals. Don't just try and muscle this out with willpower. Often you've got to create new rituals, create new habits. And one of those, now to finish this week's podcast, I want to take it more deeply into journaling. I want to say, friends, you must journal. Why? Because the connection between your hand and your brain does something that a keyboard cannot. Everyone goes, no one writes anymore. Friends, it's actually quite a therapeutic and enjoyable task. So I want you journaling more and more. Write down these limiting beliefs. Write down some points from the weekly podcast. Make a very clear picture. What do you want? You cannot hit a target you can't see. Go back and listen to that podcast. You can't hit a target that you can't see. One of the key steps to shifting these limiting beliefs will be to give them life on the page. That's a great saying, is give them life on the page. Write about them. See them. Constantly journaling each day about the person you want to be. And you'll get busy and you'll be like, oh man, I can't do this. You can do this. You can if you're prepared to pay the price of admission. So the last tip I want to give your limiting beliefs is an idea called reinforcing experiences. So basically, let's again say, you know, like a lot of people, you have a limiting belief that you can't save money, can't budget, and you know, just every month I'm a little bit behind. I mean, let's just say that that's your limiting belief. So what you have to do is develop a structure, a ritual, get some new knowledge, get some personal finance software, draw up a page in a book, and save money for a week. You know, just for 1 week, prove to yourself that you could do it. Now, whatever your limiting belief is, here's another one. Let's say you got a limiting belief that says, I can't talk to people. You can tell that that's not a limiting belief that I have, right? And let's just say that's yours. I can't talk to people. Force yourself, write about it in your journal, plan it out. Next time you're at a social event, say, I am going to talk to 3 people. And once you've had that experience, you break through that barrier, you've created a reinforcing experience that is going to jar against that limiting belief. So what you got to do is force yourself, soak yourself in new reinforcing experiences that are going to punch up against that limiting belief. Why? Because it'll slowly begin to form neural pathways, new neural pathways. And especially if you're a younger person, I just want to say to you right now, your brain is what we call plastic. The younger you are, like adolescence and stuff, your brain is still shaping. It gets harder as you get older, but not impossible. Let's be clear, not impossible. It's the old, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yes, you can. It's just harder than teaching it to a puppy, but it is possible. So journaling, reinforcing experiences. What reinforcing experience could you push yourself into this week? And now some people go, oh, this is so clinical, man. I can't make myself and set up these things. Well, of course you can't. Then just keep living the life you have. Well, my life isn't so bad. Fine. Thank you for listening. But I'm talking to the majority of you listening now who are just like, nah, I want to step up. I want to change. It is possible. There's some good points there. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the weekly podcast. Send me an email, post on the page what you thought of the podcast, any questions, and I'll be speaking with you again personally next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.